Automatic learning is very subjective. It's up to you, not up to Dave, what gets to count. The important thing is not to worry, but be content to mess around. Mix it up, play around. Be warned, rhizomatic learning can be invasive, and you might find it affect your regular practice.
So, you want to know about theory versus practice? What counts as practice? Isn't that subjective? Theory can be invasive. But which kind of theory counts? Rhizo practice is the fun we have when we play, focusing on connection, not content.
I wanted to learn, but I wasn't content with the dull monotone of the usual practice. I felt that I needed new spaces to play and explore my own paths, though they might be subjective. So I looked for a metaphor, a fresher account, a resilient notion that's clearly invasive.
Who determines what is considered invasive? And could this be more than plants? Animals? Could this be content? Earworms, forking ideas, blogs turned to radio count? How many times it breaks and heads off? Practice? Connecting someone else's thinking to your subjective? And don't forget how important it is to play.